when you're on the base at the top. The Mishnah says that Chagigos is one of the things where Kahari Matluyim Besaira. It's Mikra Muat, the way Rashi learns at least, that there's only a few psukim and there's a lot of halachas. So it's only a remez, not the feirish in the Torah, the Inyan of Chagiga. That you have to bring Korban Chagiga, what's it called, in addition to Olas Ria. So Mar says, Chagigos Michtok Sivan. They're written Befeirish in the Torah. That what's it called, that you have to bring a Chagiga. Rashi, Michtok Sivan, Kedamrin Leel, Mithr Chagosem also Chog Lashem. So the Chagosem means you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. So Mar says, Lotzrich, look at the Omerli Rapopal Abaya. Right? No, it's not the Befeirish in the Torah that Chagiga means a Korban. Just like Rav Papa said to Abaya, Mimai dahai v'chagosim oso chag l'ashem zvicha, who said the chagosim means they should bring a korban, dilma chugu chaga ka'amar. Rashi, chugu chaga, laharbo simcha, just to be happy, right, a holiday. Tosus says chugu chaga means you dance, right, and machog, make dances. Maybe it doesn't mean, it means to celebrate, it doesn't mean to make a korban. Komarachmana. Elamiato, the see the Yachogu Liba Midbar, Hokinami the Chugu Chaga, says the Yachogu Liba Midbar. Does that mean to celebrate, or it means to make korbanos? The Chitema Hokinami, and you'll say that that also means just to go celebrate in the Midbar. Right? The idea was to go out into the Midbar and make korbanos. So you see that what's it called, that the word Chag, Chagiga, means a korban. Mara says, Dilma Hachi Komar, Dilma Nomi Hachi Komar Achmona. Maybe over there also, the Torah said, Ichlu Shtu V'chugu Chaga Kamoi. Right? Means not to make korbanos. The Zavachnu means we'll shecht animals to eat, to be happy, to celebrate. Not korbanos. So Mara says, V'chugu Chaga Kamoi, celebrate. So Mara says, no, can't mean that. Losoka Daitach. Over there, the Achogu Liba Midbar, right, the fact that the Asinu Zvachim, right, Gamatob Yodenu Zvachim, the Olos, the Asinu Lashem Elokeinu, can't mean stam eating, it has to mean karbonos, right? The Chsiv, Lo Yolin, Chelev Chagi, Ad Boker, says the Feirish that there is an inyan of not leaving over the Chelev of the Korban Chag till morning. So you see that Chag means a Korban. The Esau could die to the Chugahu, Tarba Lechaga Islay, right? Me Islay, right? If it's talking about making stomach korban, a stomach eating, so who eats chalif? Must be talking about a korban. Mirzimah says, the Dilmahachi Kamarachmana. Chalif Habob is Manchag Lo Yolin. When you're making all of your, what's it called, the celebrations, and you happen to bring korbanos, other korbanos, not the special korban chagiga, but other korbanos, you're not allowed to leave over the chelev. So then it would seem to imply that the only time you can't leave over korban till the morning is what's it called is during yontif. But on a regular day, you could leave over a korban. Right, it says, what's it called, Kol HaLayla Raboker, see, it says Befeirish, by Stam, by every Ola, that you can't leave it over at Raboker. You can't, there's an Isser of Halonga, of the Korban, at Raboker. So Mar says, no, Dilma Mi'ahi Mi'ahu, Havi Aminahu Ve'eseh, Kos of Rachmona, Ha'ilalav. Right, that the, if you only had the Posit, what's it called, HaLayla Raboker, it would only be an essay. Here the Torah tells me that if you leave over a korban during yontif, you're over a lav too. Normally, if you leave a korban over, you're over only an essay. But if you leave it over on yontif, you're over a lav and an essay. Right? Mara says, lav kosov krachrina. No, there's another pasuk that says a lav. The lo yolin min abosar asher tizvach ve'erev yomarishon laboker. So I don't need this for a lav. Right? Can't say that regularly, you're not allowed to leave over a korban, you're over an essay. If you leave it over on yontif, you're over an essay and a lav. because I know if you leave over a carbon on Yom Tov, you're over a lav already. Versus Dilma lav or b'shnei lav in the essay. Maybe that on Yom Tov, you're over two lav in an essay, and on a regular day, you're only over an essay. Ela ase midbar midbar. No, we learn exereshova midbar midbar, that the, what's it called, chag, the chagosim, also chag, right, has to mean a carbon, and we learn basically from lachog ba midbar, and we learn midbar from midbar that it means a carbon. Where k'siv hachav yachogu li ba midbar, k'siv hasem hazvachim umincha higashtim li ba midbar. Malahal and zvachim akan zvachim. Just like that pasuk, the sifni sabar karbanos. So the pasuk v'yachogu li ba midbar also means karbanos, and the meila the chagosim the chagosim also chag l'Hashem means also a carbon. My kahara nakluim b'sayra l'maisus exerish shava, and the Gemara said until now that whenever it's exerish shava, it's like mamish, like it's written in the Torah. So why is it only a remes? Divrei Torah, divrei kabbalah alfinam, because it's not a real exerish shava. Because you can't learn Divrei Torah from Divrei Nevi'im with the Gzera Shava. So it's only a remez. So that's the idea. It's a remez that the whole concept of Chagiga being a carbon is only a remez in the Torah. Rashi. Dilma hachi kamarachmane. Ichlu ushtu v'chugu chaga kamoi. Maybe it means go into the midbar and celebrate. V'hai zvachim dikroa lav shlomen minu. Elavizavata, basar lecho. Doesn't mean shlomin. It means basar taiva, to go into the midbar and eat. Morris says that can't be, because there's lo yolin chaylev chagi. There's no chaylev in stam eating. Chaylev habob is manachas. Morris says, well, maybe it means that chaylev, that if you bring korbanos during yontif, you can't leave it over. In Basel Hakrif Karbonos Nidorecha Berega Lo Yolinu Chutzal Mizbeach Ba'alos HaShachar. But that's not talking about a special Korban Chagiga. It's just talking about Karbonos that are brought this man that you're celebrating. Alright, Hokol HaShon Yolinu Bitmiya. Then it would imply that the only time you can't leave over the Chelev of a Korban is during Yontif. Master, the whole year you could. That's not true. Araboker Ksiv He ha'ola amokta al mizbeach kol ha'layla ha'boker. Mikan olo l'medim she ma'ale kol ha'layla yivar muktorim shol korbanos shenishkru ayom. The whole night you have to burn up the carbon that was brought in the daytime, in ola. Avo lo me'alos ha'shach l'mala. But not after that. Only kol ha'layla. So it's a lava bo mechlal ha'seh. It's an essay. It's an essay. Right? Do it all night, but don't do it after the night. B'nitzlu b'lina. Because after the night it's going to be possible. My kahara nakluyin gzereshova rai gadolahi. Gzereshova is like it's written in the Torah. Divrei Torah mikabalah finam hilgach remes biyama. Therefore, it's only considered remes, and that's harim atluyin besar. Okay, so on. Miilos. Miilos also are kaharim atluyin besar. That there's only a lot of halachas and very few psukim, and there's a lot of halachas that are not beferish. What are they? Nichtuk Siva. It says the Ferish Mi'ila in the Torah. So what halachas are only Beremes? Amar Rami Bar Chama lo nitzuch el lechznam. Hashliach she'osa shlichuso balabayis mo. If a person sends somebody with money of hektish, and neither of them know that it's money of hektish, and the balabayis tells the shliach to buy with it some meat, and the shliach does that, and he buys the meat, then the shliach, the what's it called, the balabayis is moel, right? Because what's it called? We'll see. One second. Yesh shliach with varavera by meila. So since he did the shlichus, the balabayis is moel. Lo also shlichu so shliach moel. But if he didn't do the shlichus, then only the shliach is moel. Because Rashi says here the reason is we'll see. Because once the because since he didn't do the shlichus, he's no longer a shliach of the balabais, and the mele what's it called, the shlichus is bottle, so the shliach is moel. Mora says v'chiyosu shlichus o'amei moel. Even if he did the shlichus, right, he bought meat, he didn't buy vegetables, so he was mevatel the shlichus. He did the shlichus, right? V'chizecho tivzem eschay. Who did the aveira of taking the money out of hektish? The shliach. So why should the balabayis be moed? even if the shliach did his shlichus, ain't shliach with varavera. Marsha's Hainu Kihar Makluyan Besar. No, that's why Me'ilos are only a remez. There's none of the Ferish in the Torah that says that Yesh Shliach with Varavera by Me'ila. Omar Rabu, my Kusha. No, it is Beferish. Dil Mashani Me'ila, the Alpha Chait Chait Mitruma. Again, Gzereshava. And Gzereshava is considered like it's written in the Torah. We learn it Chait Chait Mitruma. Ma Hosam Shuchal Shoran Kamosok, it says, what's it called? Atem Gamatem. Right, what's it called? Torah says gamatem, right, which means also your shliach. Just like by truma, you can make a shliach. So too by meila says also chait by what's it called? By meila and it says chait by truma. So it's gzereshava that just like over here the shlichus too. And even though normally ain't shliach with varavera, here yesh shliach with varavera. So that's a gzera shav, and it's like it's written in Beferish in the Torah. It's not only a remez, it's a Rashi. Shliach shosu shlichuso. Balabayis shohoyu biyodam mos hektish. Benishchalfu b'mosav. Balabayis had mos that were hektish, and he got it mixed up with his own money, and he thought that the money that he was giving the shliach was his own money. Benoslam b'shogeg l'shliach. He told him, go buy me a garment. If he went and bought a garment, he did what the shliach said, what the mishaleach said, then the balabayis is moed. The zehu kaharin sheesh with moed v'lomer v'chi shliach zu chata shahotzi moz hegdish u'balabayis mischayev keren v'chomesh v'havi osher me'ilus. The shliach is the one who actually used the money of hegdish for and was moeling. Right, he changed it for something secular. So who did the Aveira, the Shliach? And who's going to have to, who's Moel? Moel means he has to bring a Korban Me'ila and pay a Chomesh. That's the Balabayis. So Zeh Chotei V'Zeh Mischai V'Har Yodu Alonu B'Chol HaShah She'in Shliach V'Var Aveira She'eh Sholeach Mischai V'Agdei Shlucho. So that's a Chiddush. It's something's not written in the Torah that has to do with Me'ila. And anything similar to that. So where it says Me'ili Alfina Chay Chay Metruma L'Kama Dvarim Nemr B'Torah Kohanim Nemr Me'ila V'Chata B'Shkaga. By Me'ila it says V'Chata B'Shkaga Mikotchi Hashem the Nemr B'Truma V'Lo Tisu Alav Chayt Ma Hosum Shlucho Kamo. So the seed came Tarimu Gamatem Gamatem, not only you but your Shliach also V'Omar Mar Gamatem L'Rabba Shluchachem. So same thing over here. So that since it's Gzereshava, it's considered what's it called? The Beferish. So it's not only, it's not Keharim, Akluyim, Besar, it's not this Remez. Elo Amar Rovalon, Nisuchel Lekatani. We need it for something similar to this price. Nisker Balabayis, Velo Nisker Shliach. The Balabayis had most of Hegdish that he didn't know was Hegdish. And he gave it to the Shliach to go do something with it. And then, after the Shliach left, he remembered that it was Hegdish money. So now, the Balabayis, Rashi says, is Mavakul L'Shlichas. I don't want you to be my shliach anymore. And therefore, now the shliach is moel. Later on, Rashi says, in another place, Rashi says, different hesper. Because only one person can be over on me'ila. You can't have two people being over on the same thing, me'ila. And me'ila is only b'shoge. So once the balabayis remembers, he's mazed. So he can't be moel. So the korban me'ila can only be b'shoge, because the shliach now is still a shoge. Why Rashi here had to say a different reason? There's mevatel shlichas. And you'll learn Chagiga B'il and then you'll go into it. But in any case, but here Rashi says this reason, and other places Rashi says the other reason. So, if the Balabayis remember that it was Mo's Hekdish before the Shliach actually spent it, then Shliach Mo'el, right, the Shliach was Mo'el. So Mora says, Shliach Anya Maiko Ovid. It's almost like an onus. I didn't know, you gave me the money. I thought it was, what's it called? It was Chulin. Right? Why should the Shliach be Mo'el? Right, if the Balabayis remembered and he's not going to be moel, and now the shliach should be moel, who gave him the money? The Balabayis. So Hainu Karim Atluim Besara. Om Ravashi my kusha. Dilma Mivi Havya Mosi Mosak Tishkud. Every show gave us like that. A person thinks that it's his money and it's really hektish. So Nebuch, he made a mistake. Same with me over here, the shliach made a mistake. In the beginning, the Gemara thought it's more like an onus. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what your money is. You told me it's your money. I believed you. But if I have my own money and I make a mistake, that's more shogeg. I should have known what my money is. But I should know what your money is. And the verse is valid. That's also shogeg. you gave me the money, you thought it was school and I thought it was school, and it turned out to be hektish. That's a regular shogeg. Okay, Rashi. Nisker balabayis, braisi v'perek basa de me'ila, v'hochi garsina l'chedetanya, nisker balabayis, shehen shel hektish. If the balabayis remembered that the money he gave the shliach was really hektish money, not his own, before the shliach actually bought the thing, so he wasn't yet moel, the lo nisker shliach, and the shliach didn't know, then the shliach is chayiv. Shliach on yemei ovid, noy the balabayis potter, even the nisker anan sade the sulo michale b'shluchusay, since the balabayis remembered. So we're sure he was about the shlichus. I'm not happy anymore that you're going to go and be mechayiv me meila. So I don't want you to be my shlich anymore. About the shlichus. The hayach. Mehashto lav shlichu. Shlucha. Now he's not shlich anymore. So he can't say shlucha shalom kamoso. You're not my shlich anymore. Umiu shlich mayol. What does the shlich do? He's more of an honest. What did he do? He listened to the balabais. He didn't know if it's his money or not. Mara says no. Me did the havi ashar kol motzim mosak tishlechulim b'shogei. It's like any shogeg. He made a mistake. Shimalu ad zeh b'shogeg otziyot. The kivin should bitul ha-meshaleh shlichuso ha-bilei hu motzi. The maisa, since the meshaleh mevatel shlichus, and this guy, by mistake, thought he was still a shliach, and that this money was chulin, so he was over on the ne'ila b'shogeg, regular shogeg. I mean, from the hu'u ola, so the more in the havamina, the Rechorim speak about it. The havamina wasn't mistaber that